Welcome to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace, where changemakers work, create, and lead. Today we are fortunate to have with us Tracy Flater, who is the Executive Director and co-founder of Playhouse Theater Group at Playhouse on Park. This summer is sure to be packed with all kinds of excitement at the theater company. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Glad to have you back. So for our listeners, give them a brief background on Playhouse on Park.
Sure. Playhouse on Park is a professional theater located on Park Road in West Hartford. We just this June celebrated our 9th anniversary. We took over the space that was formerly known as the Park Road Playhouse, which was a community theater that was in existence for about 9 years prior to us. So we're attached to A.C. Peterson's, and that's usually the landmark that tells everyone exactly where we are.
A lovely landmark, indeed.
Especially if you like ice cream, and
Absolutely.
Who doesn't like ice cream?
Absolutely.
And we, we're a very small, intimate theater, which is what makes our space incredibly unique and very special. So when you come to see a show there, you're not really watching it from 30 rows back. You are only 1 to 4 rows back and very much immersed in the work that you're seeing. You feel more like a part of it. So you feel it versus observing it. So it makes it very special.
And so what called you to create the theater company?
Oh, we call it the accidental theater. We always said that there should be a sitcom based on how this came to be. I spent a lot of time in the dance community with the Hartford Ballet and Dance Connecticut organizations that aren't here anymore. And I ended up transitioning over to the Hart School when they saved what was left of Dance Connecticut. And one of the things we used to look for all the time was performance space that was appropriate for dance. So we were always out in the community looking, and there's a lot of beautiful grassroots dance companies, and they don't have a lot of places to go and perform. You know, they have the Bushnell, they have Charter Oak, and then it's pretty limited after that. So we were always keeping our eyes open, and I had a developer who helped me build a satellite location for Hart. And he said, I told him off the cuff one day, just, if you ever see good space, you know, for performance area, let us know. Well, he called me up, and he was in the midst of a project that was a development project in Collinsville, Connecticut, in which he thought would make the perfect place for a dream theater. So by accident, I actually called upon Darlene, who I had worked with in the past, and I knew that she was a dancer, choreographer, director, dance teacher, that, you know, for her advice about what this dream theater should have or should want. And then she called upon a colleague she had worked with, our other partner, Sean Harris, who is an actor, director, theater educator, to do the same. And together, the three of us came together to just sort of advise on this project. If they were to build a theater space, here is everything we think it should have to meet, you know, the needs of the community and our needs. So we set off on a journey that we expected to take 3 to 5 years to build theater space in Collinsville. In the very early stages, we decided we should start to produce some work so that investors could see what we were capable of, so that they could follow us through to this project. And that's how we stumbled upon the Park Road Playhouse. They were having some financial issues and looking for people to rent their space for more income. So we met with them and we filled out a contract to rent the space for 2 separate weeks in the upcoming summer. And we never really got the formal contract back, and we started hearing rumors that they were going out of business. And we weren't sure what to do. So randomly, the landlord called us and said, you know, it's true, they're going out of business. We'd love to still rent the theater for 2 weeks. So we thought we would rent the space for 2 weeks and that would be the last of it. There was big concern at the time in 2009. The economic climate was really in rough shape. There was a shoe store, Bazillions, that had been in existence on Park Road for 44 years that had recently closed, and they couldn't sell the building, and so that was boarded up. And there was great fear that the Park Road Playhouse would be another boarded up entity. So the community came together, called us to a meeting, and asked us if we would consider taking over the space. So our five-year plan of building a theater literally turned into a three-month plan.
Wow.
We made the agreement to do it. We incorporated a month later, and we moved in a month after that. Took us a year plus to get our nonprofit status. So we started, we did everything a little backwards. We moved in with not really a lot of resources because we were just starting to save money for this venture. And ironically, the project that all started this up in Collinsville ended up in the Inland Wetlands Commission for like 5 years and still hasn't gotten off the ground. So there was a reason that we ended up at the Park Road Playhouse and now Playhouse on Park. So it was kind of not planned, all by accident, but we love the space so much, and it was definitely meant to be.
And talk about the benefits of community or regional theater as compared to rushing off to New York for the theater.
Oh, what's the difference? Well, let's start with parking. No, it's so funny that you ask that, because we have a talk back after every Sunday performance, and the audience gets to speak to the cast. And one of the questions an audience member asked just this Sunday is, you know, these are New York performers who have performed on Broadway, and why would they come, you know, to West Hartford to do a piece of theater? And their response, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, is number one, there's good theater happening everywhere, and not just in the big theaters in New York. And sometimes you have to go out of your norm to find pieces that you've really wanted to do that very few people take a chance on. But also, our space is incredibly unique. So the intimacy of our space and the three-quarter thrust gives a little bit of a challenge to actors. They want to come out, you know, they can't phone in their performance as if they were, you know, sort of set, you know, a couple of hundred feet back from 2,900 people. So the actors like the challenge, you know, and it makes theater accessible. So if you can't always run off to New York, whether you can't, afford the time, afford the costs. I mean, our theater is definitely the most affordable theater in the state, and we try so hard to maintain our low ticket prices. And even if people think our ticket prices are still too high, we give other opportunity, like our preview performances are drastically reduced, and we have a lunchtime special. So if the show is not sold out, you can come the day of the performance and get a ticket for $10. You know, that's unheard of. You're seeing Broadway quality professional theater. We are also incredibly accessible for disabilities. So we are, from the time you step onto the sidewalk, it's one level all the way into the theater. And it's not that easy to manipulate, you know, in the bigger cities. And we have a three-quarter thrust. We have three front rows. So, you know, for wheelchair accessibility or for walkers or people who just can't do stairs, we have a lot of options, and it makes it really easy to come in and see the performance.
We're talking with Tracy Flater, who is the executive director and co-founder of the Playhouse on Park, and we'll be back after the break.
Theodosia writes me a letter every day. I'm keeping her bed warm while her husband is away. He's on the British side in Georgia. He's trying to keep the colonies in line. Well, he can keep all of Georgia. Theodosia, she's mine. Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry and we break and we make our mistakes. And if there's a reason, I'm by her side. So many have tried. Then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Grandfather was a fire and brimstone preacher.
Preacher, preacher, preacher.
But there are things that the homilies and hymns won't teach ya.
Teacher, teacher, teacher.
My mother was a genius. My father commanded respect.
Respect, respect.
When they died, they left no instructions, just a legacy to protect. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes, and we keep living anyway. We rise and we fall and we break and we make. And if there's a reason, I'm still alive. When everyone who loves me has died, I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it.
I'm willing to wait for it.
Wait for it.
I am the one thing in life I can't control.
Wait for it.
I am an imminent
is it like in his shoes? Hamilton doesn't hesitate. He exhibits no restraint. Takes and he takes and he takes and he keeps winning anyway. Changes the game, plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason he seems to thrive and so few survive, then I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes and it takes and it takes. On Washington Heights, up at the break of day, I wake up and I got this little punk I gotta chase away. Pop the grade at the crack of dawn, sing while I wipe down the awning. Hey y'all, good morning.
Ice cold piragua, parcha, china, cherry, strawberry, and just for today, I got mamey.
Oye, piraguero, ¿cómo estás?
Como siempre, señor Usnavi.
I am Usnavi, and you probably never heard my name. Reports of my fame are greatly exaggerated, exacerbated by the fact that my syntax is highly complicated, cause I immigrated from the single greatest little place in the Caribbean, Dominican Republic. I love it, I'm jealous of it, and beyond that, ever since my folks passed on, I haven't gone back. I gotta get on there. Oh, the milk is gone, Dad, hold it just a second. Why is everything in this fridge warm and tepid? I better step it up and fight the heat, cause I'm not making any profit if the coffee isn't light and sweet.
Woo!
Abuela, my fridge broke. I got café, but no con leche.
Try my mother's old recipe. One can of condensed milk.
Nice.
Ay, paciencia y fe.
That was abuela. She's not really my abuela, but she practically raised me. This corner is her escuela now. You probably thinking, I'm a... Creek. I never been north of 96th Street. Well, you must take the A train. Even farther than Harlem to northern Manhattan and maintain. Get off at 181st and take the escalator. I hope you're writing this down. I'm gonna test you later. I'm getting tested. Times are tough on this bodega. 2 months ago, somebody bought Ortega's. Our neighbors started packing up and picking up. And ever since the rent went up, it's gotten mad expensive. But we live with just enough.
In the Heights, I flip the lights and start my day.
Rosarios, they run the cab company, they struggle in the body, or see their daughter Nina's off at college, tuition is mad steep, so they can't sleep, everything they get is mad cheap.
Good morning, Usnavi.
Pan caliente, café con leche.
Put $20 on today's lottery.
One ticket, that's it.
Hey, a man's got a dream.
Don't mind him, he's all excited, cause Nina flew in at 3 a.m. last
Don't
night.
Don't look at me. This one's been cooking all week.
Usnavi, come over for dinner.
There's plenty to eat.
So then Yesenia walks in their room. She smells that cheap perfume.
Uh-oh.
It smells like one of those trees that you hang from the rear view.
No.
It's true. She screams, who's in there with you, Julio? Grabs a bat and kicks in the door. He's in bed with Jose from the liquor store.
No me diga. Daniela and Carla from the salon.
Thanks, Usnavi.
Sonny, you're late.
Chillax. You know you love me.
Me and my cousin running. Just another dime a dozen. Mom and pop stopping shop. You know my has gotten dude on hot. Like my man Cole Porter said. People come through for a few cold waters. And a lottery ticket just a part of the routine. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's got a dream. They gossip as I sip my coffee and smirk. The first stop is people hop to work. Bust it. I'm like $1, $2, $1.50, $1.69. I got it. You want a box of condoms? quarters. What kind? That's two quarters. Two quarter waters. The New York Times, you need a bag for that. The tax is added. Once you get some practice at it, you do rap mathematics automatically. Sell a maxi pad for the bank, the taxi cabs. Practically everybody's stressed, yes, but they press through the mess. Bounce checks and wonder what's next.
In the Heights, I find my coffee and I go. I buy my coffee and set my sights on only what I need to know.
No skills,
Benny.
Yo, let me get a
Milky Way.
Yeah, let me also get a
Daily News
and
Post.
And the most important, my
boss is second coffee, one cream, five sugars.
I'm the number one earner, the fastest learner. My boss can't keep me on the back burner.
Yes, he can.
I'm making moves, I'm making deals, but guess what?
What?
You still ain't got no skills.
Party
Yo, Vanessa, show up yet?
Shut up.
Hey, little homie, don't get so upset.
Man.
Tell Vanessa how you feel. Buy the girl a meal on the reel, or you ain't got no skills. Here's your chance, ask her out right now.
I'll see you later, we can look at that lease.
Do something, make your move, don't freeze.
Hey.
You owe me a bottle of cold champagne.
Are you moving?
Just a little credit check and I'm on that downtown train.
Well, your coffee's on the house.
Okay.
Snobby, ask her out.
No way.
I'll see you later, so.
Ooh, smooth operator. There she goes, yo, bro, take five. Take a walk outside, you look exhausted. Lost, don't let life slide. The whole hood is struggling, yeah, times are tight. And she's stuck to this corner like a street light.
Yeah, I'm a street light choking on the heat. The world spins around while I'm frozen to my seat. The people that I know all keep on rolling down the street. But every day is different, so I'm switching up the beat. Cause my parents came with nothing, they got a little more. Sure, we're poor, but yo, at least we got the store. And it's all about the legacy they left with me is destiny. And one day I'll be on the beach with Sonny Wright and text to me. We came to work and to live and we got a lot in common.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tracy Plater, who is the executive director and co-founder of Playhouse Theater Group at the Playhouse on Park. And in our first segment, we were talking a bit about the theater. But for our listeners who haven't been in the space, describe it a little bit more. How many seats are in the space, and what is it like to be in that environment? You talked about the three quarter
thrust.
Yes.
We only have 163 seats. We do have a second model for some of our like comedy nights and music nights where we can add 40 seats to the stage, and therefore then we have 203 seats. But you know, there are only four rows on all three sides of the stage, so there really isn't a bad seat in the house. Each aisle is quite elevated, so I've never heard once of anyone saying I can't see over the person in front of me, and there's really a lot of leg room. So whoever designed this space, which was once a garage that housed the milk delivery trucks for A.C. Peterson's years ago, they did a really great job in making it comfortable and ensuring that no matter where you were, you felt like you had a great seat, and the intimacy just makes it an experience. You
know? And talk about some of the artists that have performed there, because it's really amazing, the dancers and the actors that have been in the space.
Yeah, we are fortunate that over the course of 9 years, thanks to not only our local critics, but you know, some of the more regional critics, and also the actors that have come and worked for us, we've started to gain such a great reputation in the city. So we do audition for all of our shows there, and we have regularly people who have, you know, very reputable people who have performed in New York audition. But we also have a little bit of a hybrid model, which we believe strongly in, where we are a teaching facility as well. So we really try to integrate, you know, the well-known Broadway actor who maybe has been in every show you've ever seen, you know, with some up-and-comings who are maybe working towards their equity card, or even some interns. And our current show is an example of that. You know, we have a cast of 18, and it is mixed with people who have performed, you know, in Chicago or Pippin on Broadway, alongside, you know, people, this is their second or third show ever, and then some students from Hart who are interning over the summer. And you would not know by watching that any of them were not as professional as the other, because, of course, you know, we audition and it's based on their talent, but we like to give opportunity to those who would otherwise not have it. So we work hard for that.
So share with our listeners the show that's going on this summer.
So right now we have Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame, who is, he wrote a show in college called In the Heights, and that opened in June and is running all the way through July 29th. It is selling out like crazy. Right now, I think we're sold out through July 5th, but then there is availability after that. We have added some Saturday matinees to try to continue to accommodate the demand. But the show is fantastic, and it is about family and about home and about appreciating where you come from. And of course, the music is fantastic. The lyrics are incredibly inventive. And Darlene is our choreographer. Darlene Zoller, my co-founder, and Sean Harris, my other co-founder, directed the show. And so they're a great team anyway. We call them the dynamic duo because they work so well together. And we have an orchestra of 9 or 10 musicians. And it's such high energy, but such a moving story. And if anyone hasn't seen it, they should try to get tickets before it's too late.
And so if you're listening right now and you're thinking about seeing In the Heights, how do they get the tickets and the opportunity to see them?
Absolutely. They can certainly stop by the box office, or they can call 860-523-5900, extension 10, or visit our website, which is www.playhouseonpark.org.
And so they can get tickets even through your website?
Absolutely. They can buy tickets online, in person, or over the telephone.
So In the Heights, an opportunity to see it locally with some amazing performers, and you will have an experience that you won't forget. And so in addition to the play going on this summer, you have other activities as well.
Sure. And I'm just going to follow up with regards to the play. One of the things that we do when we have a musical open is we host some open mic nights. So on July 21st is our next open mic. So after the show, whether you come to the show or not, so let's say 10:40 p.m., we open it up to the public, and it's free. And we have an accompanist, so anyone who wants to sing can sing. Bring your own sheet music, look through ours. That becomes BYOB. We just did one last Saturday, and it was fantastic. Mm. I mean, not only did some of the cast members change into their jeans and come out and try out some of the work they're auditioning with, but we had these amazing people from the community that just came out to to perform, and they were so talented. So if anyone is around and wants to come and sing or just observe, you're welcome to do that. And also after every Sunday performance, we have a talk back with the cast, which I think is very informative, and it's educational, and it's a great opportunity to sort of meet and greet a little bit with the cast members. But throughout that July, we also have a whole bunch of educational opportunities. So we have a children's program called Putting on a Show for kindergartners through grade three. That is a half-day musical theater program. We have a two-week musical theater preparatory program that is for grades three through eight. And that includes theater classes, dance, vocal coaching, and we have some guests that come in from New York, as well as our resident faculty that work with the students throughout those 2 weeks. And at the end of the 2 weeks, they put on a great performance for their parents and their friends. And it's a really, really great program. On Monday evenings in July, we have master classes for teens and adults. So we have Stephanie Pope, who is actually in the Heights, who was a protege of Bob Fosse. And she has performed as Velma in Chicago and New York. She was in the Broadway production of the revival of Pippin. She's been in, I mean, her, go to her website. Her resume is incredible. But she will be teaching a Broadway dance class, and we are moving that class here, I believe.
At the 224 Eco Space
to accommodate her request for mirrors and more professional dance quality space. So she'll be giving that master class on Monday, July 9th. I think that's on our website. And then we have two more professionals coming in. One is giving a masterclass on the art of clowning, and the other on Broadway audition techniques. And both of them have worked for us in the past, but have extensive resumes as well. So lots of opportunity to learn for all ages throughout July.
Wonderful opportunities, finding young people something special to do, especially those that are interested in the arts. We're talking to Tracy Flater, who is the executive director of the Playhouse Theater Group at Playhouse on Park. And we'll be back after the break. You have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor, because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Singing from high. the spirit of life calling.
Square feet. What would you do with that kind of possibility?
Would you strategize your future? Or get lost in the past? Will you fill it with stories? Or use it to empty your mind? Would you explore your spirituality? Or focus on improving your community? Will you use it to work late? Or just work it? Could you create lasting impressions? Or a brief, delicious one? Our vision for the 224? 30,000 square feet of endless possibilities.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tracy Flater, the executive director and co-founder of Playhouse Theater Group at Playhouse on Park. In our last segment, we were talking about summer programming. What do you have coming up in the fall?
Oh my goodness. So we've just announced our season. What's so exciting for us, it's our 10th anniversary season. So we will spend the year leading up to our 10th anniversary in June of 2019. For our main stage season, we have 7 plays and musicals that are incredibly diverse in their offerings. So we open with a story called Peter and the Starcatcher, which is a play with music. It is incredibly inventive. It is the story of Peter Pan before he flies to meet with Wendy. So it is the precursor to that part of the story. There is a cast of about 15, and they play over 100 roles. So it's funny.
That's amazing.
And fun, and it's very creative, and it's incredibly moving as well. So it's really appropriate for all ages, I think. So it's going to be a great family show. Then we go to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is a classic, and it will be something that we will offer to our audiences, but it will also be very popular with our field trip program. We have a Literature Alive field trip program, so we try to tie into the curriculum at the local high schools, and we provide a study guide, and so we'll bring in students during the daytime to see that performance as well. In the new year, we have a 2-person musical called Murder for Two, in which both actors will sing and play the piano and play multiple characters while they sort of go through a very zany mystery story. It's like a Clue. And it's a fairly new musical, but it's won a lot of the local awards in New York City. So we're really excited. I think it's going to be a Connecticut premiere for us. So that would be very exciting. We are also doing a show called The Revolutionist, which is about 4 historical women, like Marie Antoinette and the like, who are all alive at the same time back in the Renaissance in France. And, the description of the show starts out 4 badass women. So it sort of talks about their strengths and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's so interesting because a lot of the college students who have never heard of it, but as they are reading the description, they're like, we have got to see this show. So I think people should definitely take it. It's not very well known, but Laura Gundersen, who wrote the play, is the most produced playwright at this time. So I think she's becoming an up-and-coming that people do not want to miss. Darlene Zoller has her own dance company, Stop Time Dance Theater, so she creates an original production, which we showcase every year, and that's part of our season. We're doing a show by Chaim Potek called My Name is Asher Lev. We did The Chosen, which was also written by him a couple of years ago, and I think that was the highest grossing play we've ever produced. So we read this play, and we think it's even more endearing and really embrace the Jewish community. So we're excited about that. And we close with a show called The Scottsboro Boys. And it is a musical by Kander and Ebb, who also wrote Chicago and Cabaret, and is a not so pleasant story about the Scottsboro Boys, who were wrongly accused of rape in the 1940s, I believe. And, Kander and Ebb, just like they did with Cabaret, they have a way of, it's like watching a minstrel show. The songs are happy, the dances are amazing, but you will feel like you were punched in the gut when you're leaving that play because the story is just so tragic, and they have a great way of really telling it. So that will close our 10th season. In between, we have two young audience shows. We're doing Curious George and the Golden Meatball. We're doing Flat Stanley. Those also serve our Literature Live population, so we'll see upwards of 6,000 students that will come in during the day, in addition to public performances and we also have sensory-friendly performances. Thanks to the Miracle League of Connecticut, we've partnered with them to create at least one performance of each of those two children's shows for children who have sensory, needs. And then in between all that, we do comedy and improv and dance and playwrights readings and all sorts of things. So definitely either go to our website or join our e-newsletter to really stay abreast of everything that's happening.
What's powerful about your organization is it's not just about the performances, it's also that it's an opportunity for people in the community to be involved in the arts. So how can people be involved with your company beyond watching performances, but actually roll up their sleeves and help you in the work?
Oh, so many ways. First of all, we have local auditions July 8th, I think, on Sunday. The information is on our website. So if there are local performers who would like to give that a try, they should look into it. We have all kinds of volunteer opportunities. So people could volunteer to usher, to work with our marketing committee, our fundraising events and activities committee. They could offer to host actors. We rely on host homes for a majority of our actors when they're in residence. There are so many opportunities to work in the office. So there's definitely work backstage, help paint, help build sets. Volunteers are definitely involved in every aspect of what we do at the theater. So
if someone's interested in being a volunteer with the company, how do they get in touch?
They can either go to the website, which is playhouseonpark.org, or they could give us a call or just stop in. And, we'd like to meet and talk about where they feel they fit best before we, sort of match them up. So,
Tracy Flater, we thank you so much for your work with Playhouse on Park, and we look forward to seeing the upcoming productions.
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that can go to space. With the air like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Hello, ladies.
Because I'm happy. Grab along if you feel like a room without a
alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have been listening to Rich Answers, a public affairs program of the Conference of Churches and a production of the 224 Ecospace. Reach out to us and tell us what you think. Look for Rich Answers, the Conference of Churches, and me, Reverend Dr. Shelley Bess, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Like us, follow us, share us.